ground of my peace, and of thy favour and acceptance, so that I may live always near the cross. It is not feeling the Spirit that proves my saved estate, but the truth of what Christ did perfectly for me. All holiness in him is by faith made mine, as if I had done it. Therefore I see the use of his righteousness, for satisfaction to divine justice and making me righteous. It is not inner sensation that makes Christ's death mine, for that may be delusion, being without the Word, but his death apprehended by my faith and so testified by Word and Spirit. I bless thee for these lively exercises of faith, for the righteousness that is mine in Jesus, for grace to resign my will to thee. I rejoice to think that all things are at thy disposal, and I love to leave them there. Then prayer turns wholly into praise, and all I can do is to adore and love thee. I want not the favor of man to lean upon, for I know that thy electing grace is infinitely better. Christian Calling. O Lord God, the first act of calling is by thy command in thy word, come unto me. Return unto me. The second is to let in light, so that I see that I am called particularly, and perceive the sweetness of the command as well as its truth. In regard to thy great love of the sinner, by inviting him to come, though vile. In regard to the end of the command, which is fellowship with thee. In regard to thy promise in the gospel, which is all of grace. Therefore, Lord, I need not search to see if I am elect or loved, for if I turn, thou wilt come to me. Christ has promised me fellowship if I take him, and the Spirit will pour himself out on me, abolishing sin and punishment, assuring me of strength to persevere. It is thy pleasure to help all that pray for grace, and come to thee for it. When my heart is unsavory with sin, sorrow, darkness, hell, only thy free grace can help me act with deep abasement under a sense of unworthiness. Let me lament for forgetting daily to come to thee, and cleanse me from the deceit of bringing my heart to a duty because the act pleased me or appealed to reason. Grant that I may be salted with suffering, with every exactment tempered to my soul, every rod excellently fitted to my back, to chastise, humble, break me. Let me not overlook the hand that holds the rod.